boxer haunting LS-655. He had a left hand hit you like a truck, as hard as any man alive. But my nanny didn't like the violence. She put her foot down and said, "You're through." I guess the nanny was a bit of a fighter too. I'm from the Long Island Fighter. Fist so change me, and I know I can't change you. Remember back in the day when neither of us wanted to. I'm from the Long Island Fighter.
Long Island. I'm about to talk because you can see the stereo tracks there. Oh, no. The look on Jen's face. So we're standing here on Saturday night.
How'd you take the Band-Aid?
At the Heron. And it's the Saturday before the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, and we have that what could be called the normal cast of characters here. The people, yeah.
Crew, yeah.
Yep. So yeah, the usual suspects. We'll go with that. We're all here. And seriously, Julie's standing here, Dominic's standing here, Jessica, Todd, Josh, Steve Rockcastle's over there. Jen's wandering around, freaked out, afraid I'm gonna ask her something. So Tammy, Ryan, Paige is here. So
Anthony.
What's that?
Anthony.
Anthony's right there too. Yes.
Bobo's.
And Bobo.
And Bobo.
Bobo, my nephew. My nephew Bobo is here. So, anyhow, if you've been following the course of the radio show for the last 6 weeks, we always focus on the Great Blue Heron and coming into summer, and it's next weekend, and we basically hit the gear that we always hit on the Saturday before today. And it's really nice because people are coming back. Everybody's here. Everybody's working.
Well, not everybody's here. We're
right.
Expecting quite a few thousand
right.
people.
But thank you. Because part of my lead into this and part of my chattering was, Julie's standing right here, and you've heard the story on the radio of the last couple of years. And this almost feels like we made it, you know?
Absolutely.
And so it's your turn, Julie, because this actually all comes back to you. Everything, this whole festival, this land.
Thanks. I'm responsible for this.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, right now the energy is really building here. You know, some people arrived today that we haven't seen in a while, and just here to support us all and get us all ready to roll. There's a lot to do between now and when the gates open on Thursday at 2:00. But it just felt so good today to have some extra hands and energy and people that are here just so excited that this is happening again, and people out there are so excited it's happening again. Ticket sales have been good, and we know people are coming. And
even had somebody ride 7 hours on his bike to get here.
That's right.
True story.
Yeah.
Very true story.
Yep, absolutely. So it's just going to be fabulous, and I'm just so thankful for everybody who's here working so hard on this. And we do it because we love it, you know, and you know what makes a difference.
And you can't use the weather as an excuse because it's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always a good weekend. But bring your rubber boots just in case.
We've been through a few of those, yeah. So, but I think, I'm not going to speak for everybody because they're all standing here, but I'm going to speak for myself and say thank you, Julie, for having the vision you had and for hanging in here through the last couple of years to get through to this point and believing in the people of the Heron and, you know, the cast of characters and saying, okay, I want thank you sincerely. We've got a lot of people here, and I'm going to go around a little bit at a time. And Dominic, parking god.
Sure.
Yeah.
King.
So when you
parking.
When you yeah, parking.
Nice shoes to fill on them.
That's right, parking. Yeah. So when people arrive here, you've got a crew of volunteers that's going to help people park in red lot, green lot, orange,
yeah. and purple.
Okay. Yeah. Got lots of space left in purple, what I understand.
Lots of space left in purple. Plenty of shady trees up there, shady spots, okay. Shady characters helping you park.
All right.
Come on in, fill it up.
All right.
Three shades.
Yep. Jessica, we're going to have you in the road directing traffic. We're going to go back on some of your older skills. You ready to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Definitely watch your speed. What is that? What is the speed limit around here, guys? What, 5 miles an hour, right?
Five.
So, yeah, keep it safe and get everyone in here.
Todd, is the lineup set?
Lineup better be set.
They better come.
They better be coming. Yeah, they're coming.
Okay.
Coming. Guest lists are coming in. Tickets are being issued for the bands. Everything's set.
All right.
We're all ready to go. They're all excited.
Okay. Steve?
Get ready.
Yes, sir.
Steve Rockcastle, you are also someone that we all need to thank for putting up with us, you know, and having us here.
Couldn't do it without you guys.
So, but...
are ready. We're looking good. Doing our last mowing.
Awesome!
Setting up the camping areas. So, we're all good.
Yeah, and that's a Christy and Joe pulling in behind us. So there's more and more of the, you know, the people that make everything happen.
Oh my God.
You know, just we're sitting here on Saturday night. Tammy?
Yes.
We're all looking at you.
At me?
You are our heart out of this whole crew. You really are. You are our heart.
Thank you. I just read
headquarters. I believe
you do a lot more than run headquarters.
Yeah, you do a lot more around here than just run headquarters. You run headquarters.
I do.
Yeah.
Zach, get over there and talk.
So it makes it happen. So I'm gonna get to Jen and Paige last.
All right.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna. So hey Josh.
Hey.
Josh.
Hey.
How's that kitchen look?
Kitchen's looking great.
All right.
That's it?
You're just in it right there. Yeah,
yeah, we're doing it.
Anybody want to do dishes?
Yeah, dishwasher.
All right. Hey, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
And for people that have listened to the show, they know that Ryan, not only we're talking about the Great Blue Heron Music Festival and the Heron is a farm, Ryan's the guy that has to, like, go out and handle the cows and the fences along with Steve, you know, and make things happen around here. And he makes magic happen back at the Fire and Drum Circle on Saturday night. How are you looking for that?
I am looking like I need more hands for weed whacking and splitting wood. Lots of weed whacking and splitting wood to do. As far as the fires go, we'll see you Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. And we do need volunteers. We can still use volunteers. He's talking about weed whacking.
Recycling needs help. Parking needs help.
Jen, Paige, I'm turning it over to you with logistics because you talk about ticketing, volunteers.
What do you need? What are we doing? What are you?
Yeah. She's just making a list.
Yeah. This is great watching these two point to one another.
We need all of it. We need hands.
Yep.
Your skills don't really matter.
Talking about mostly during the festival.
Yeah, so during the festival, we'll be the ones that'll be at the front gate. You know, just make sure, pre-buy your tickets, you know, if you can, because again, two of our tickets have already sold out. You know, you can still buy your four-day, three-day festival, your Saturday, Sunday, your Sunday tickets, and Purple Lot is still open. So it's very helpful when you pre-buy the tickets. Just be patient. The line, you know, might move a little slow at first, you know, but get here when you can. Just be patient with us, and we will get you banded and turn you over to parking so they will tell you where to go.
And Paige, you've dealt with a lot of, I know, a whole lot of issues with volunteers getting tickets issued and things coming in. There's a QR code that's not reading and people are getting tickets issued. Is there something that, helpful tips for people if they're listening and have some questions about, you know, is their ticket coming in the mail? Where's their ticket? That kind of thing.
Have a first and last name so we can look it up.
There we go.
We can look anybody up.
Yep, and we can just, you know, if you'll get an email and you can show us that code, show us that email, and don't worry if you don't get the email. You can, you know, show your ID at the gate and we will get you taken care of.
So we still have 3-day passes available. Right.
3-day and 4-day passes.
And Saturday only day tickets and Sunday only day tickets will be available at the gate.
Okay.
Yes. All right. And if you have any questions, you can always email either info@theheron.org or volunteers@theheron.org or tickets@theheron.org. And also, if you are a 2020 ticket holder and you have not gone through the process to get your tickets turned over, please email office@theheron.org and we'll make sure that is taken care of for you.
So email something at heron.org and
if you pick something, it's probably going to end up to us. So.
Well, I'm not going to close this segment out. I'm actually going to let Julie Rockcastle close this segment out before we get back to the music. Steve?
I was just going to mention, if you are one of those that decides you want to park on the side of the road the night before Thursday night, we are having a little party down at the Red Lot entrance barn. We're going to have a band down there. We're going to be serving beer and hard cider. And we thought we'd give you something to do while you wait for the gate to open on Friday morning.
So there you go.
Right.
And the gate opens what time Friday morning, Paige?
8 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay.
And 2 o'clock on Thursday.
2 o'clock on Thursday.
All right. So, have I missed anything here, folks? Well, probably a lot.
Come on down.
We're ready for you. Getting ready for you.
Yeah. But you, go ahead, Paige.
If you park on the road on Thursday or even Wednesday night, make sure you are completely off of the road to avoid any tickets or damage to your vehicle.
Good point.
Good point.
Julie, close us out.
Ooh. All I can say is I'm just thrilled that we're doing this again, bringing the tribe together.
We'd love to have you be part of the magic.
You just got to come and be part of it if you never have. It's just unbelievable experience.
It is.
You'll have a great time. You won't be disappointed, as David always says.
And I'm not going to leave without mentioning him because he very quietly stayed out of this while he was around the corner. But William, the master of the gardens, has been listening to this whole conversation.
And Master Chef, too.
Master Chef, yeah. Yes, Master Chef. So, but
we all wear a lot of hats here.
Right. We all do. We all wear a lot of hats, and I make light of it, but everybody here has worked their butt off today and done a bunch of different jobs. Yeah. And
we're looking forward to the music. Are you going to play some music on this show?
I absolutely am because what we're going to, because we came into this segment and we actually, that was Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors as we came into this segment with everybody get ready. Get ready. And then we're coming out of this segment and with the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, who is going to be on our stage Saturday night. With You Can't Steal My Shine.
Friday night,
sorry. Todd, that's why I have you here. This is actually, okay, behind the curtain. The people that can actually pull my leash and get me back on the porch, they're all standing here in the same place. They're like the only ones in the universe that can, but it's them. So, but Friday night, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, so we're coming out of this segment, and we're going to play Reverend Peyton. And otherwise, this is the only vocal segment, the only talking segment you're going to hear in this show, folks. Otherwise, it's all music and all people that you will hear this weekend, this coming weekend, at the Great Bahara Music Festival. We want you to come. We want you to have a good time. Thank you so much, and thank you so much to all of you for being my family, because you really are.
Thanks,
you
Kip.
Really are my family.
Thank you, Kip. Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right.
Shine to pride. best friend Lillian and her blue deck hound dog Gideon. Sitting on the front porch, cooling in the shed, singing every song that the radio played. Waiting for the Alabama sun to go down to red dirt girls in a red dirt town. Me and Lillian, just across the line in the little southeastern meridian. She loved her brother, I remember back when he was fixing up a 49 in the end. Told her little sister, gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. You never got farther than the Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian. Now he's lying somewhere about a million miles from Meridian. He said there's not much hope for a red dirt girl. Somewhere out there there's a great big world, that's where I'm bound. And the stars might fall on Alabama, but one of these days I'm gonna swing my hammer down. Away from this red dirt town, I'm gonna make a joyful sound. She might as well settle down, so she dug right in. Cross the red dirt line, just a little southeast of Meridian. But she tried out her love, but it never did take. It was just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. One thing they don't tell you about the blues, when you got them, you keep on falling, cause there ain't no bottom and there ain't no end. At least not for Lillian.
made the rounds, and all I found are rogues and rakes and drunks. Men who don't own anything, but they're caught into the trunks. Not a one can stand up to my Johnny God to see. I've just heard he's made a tape, he's coming home to me. Maybe now he has enough to take me down the aisle. I'll live with my captain in luxurious style. But if he's not ready to settle down with me, well, I'll start my search again when he goes out to sea.
streets, they have no charm for me to believe in. I'm waking up alone. Medusa's smile turned me to stone. This city chills me to the bone, so bad.
Thank you. comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. Thank you.
got a rock and roll heart and a washed out mind, and the life I want, I wanna leave behind. I've got a rock and roll heart and a washed out mind. Well, the Beatles in the band, and the heroes I know, and the lure of the stage with the lights that glow. But I got a pocket full of nothing and a hobo's clothes. Now you're over there on the other coast, and I'm over here in a sinking show. My words fill the room and come back untold. Then the fear it sets in, I'm gonna die alone, 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 all alone. All alone, 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 alone. All alone, 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 alone. I've got a rock and roll heart, washed out mind, and the life I want, I wanna leave behind. I've got a rock and roll heart, a rock and roll heart, a rock and roll heart, and a washed out mind.